70% increase in the number of people just here in the West Midlands who are calling the National Gambling Helpline over the last 5 years. Nationally, the helpline received 30,000 calls last year alone. Anna Hemmings is its chief executive.
We think that there is hopefully better awareness. The most common issue actually is financial concerns. So about two-thirds of callers, just under half, express concern about impact on their well-being or mental health, stress, anxiety, depression. We tend to find that people leave it later than we'd like to call us.
It's also estimated that more than 250 lives are lost every year through suicide related to gambling. Younger men in particular believed to be the worst affected. Tony Kelly's a former professional footballer. He's from Coventry but played for Stoke City and West Bromwich Albion and Bolton Wanderers amongst others. Lost over £500,000 in his own gambling addiction. Now runs the Red Card Gambling Consultancy. Delighted to say that Tony joined us now on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire. Tony, good to speak to you.
Hey then, Phil.
Just before I address those statistics with you, just tell us about obviously a very personal struggle you had yourself with a gambling addiction. What was your lowest point?
Lowest point is hard. It's pretty hard to say, to be honest with you. I would say probably through the professional football career, because I did start gambling at 18. It wasn't until I turned pro at Stoke City in 1990, in those 8 years as a pro. Just to correct you, there are two Tony Kellys, by the way, and I was with Stoke and Bury and Leighton Orient and Cardiff and Hull. So that's a bit confusing.
Okay.
It was during that period, really, was the height of my addiction. And that had nothing to do with the fact that I was a footballer, because, as I've said on many occasions, it's irrelevant of background, it's irrelevant of gender or age or status. So, yeah.
There is this perception there, of course, that, you know, you're on the team bus, there are card schools, you're all earning the sort of money where, you know, a grand lost here and a grand lost there is no water off a footballer's back, is it, Tony? So being a professional footballer, you know, many people's dream job still managed to derail you.
Yeah, it did. And as I said, you know, whether you're a footballer, whether you're on GSA, I mean, we deal with a lot of students with the project I'm running now. They're getting, you know, evicted from their flats. They're spending their university grants. I mean, the list goes on in terms of what type of people are getting addicted to gambling. So it's obviously not just professional football and professional sports people, but it's everybody in society, I'm afraid.
70% increase, these figures at today in the gambling helpline. That's just here in the West Midlands. Is that a surprise to you?
No, it's not actually. We have to go back probably 20, 25 years. In my day when I started gambling, there was no online gambling, no apps, hardly, you know, there's only approximately 2,000 bookmakers in the 90s. Now we've got over 10,000, four or five on every high street. So when you take all that into consideration, promotion, advertising, then it's no wonder that the figures are rising.
Yeah. What are the signs? I mean, there'll be people listening to this in cars headed home, making the tea turny in the home tonight. What are the signs that someone, even, you know, and you will know, that someone close to you has an addiction?
Yeah, that's an interesting question because, you know, we talk to the teachers and the lecturers at such universities and schools about looking out for signs, etc. And I think, you know, they call it a hidden addiction for a reason. You know, there's not that many visible signs as such. But when we're talking about, you know, students, loss of performance, absence from school, absence from university. In my situation, professional football, loss of form, sporadic form, people becoming isolated, you know, angry, behavioural swing moods. So there's lots of things to look out for, and that's what we talk about in terms of education awareness when we do our workshops at the schools and various organisations, because it's so important. I think the lady earlier just mentioned about awareness, and I think that's key in terms of awareness prevention, because that's what my organisation are all about. I think that's the way forward, to be honest with you.
And it's one thing, I suppose, to run up a bill here and a bill there, but you know, in your case, £500,000. What sort of gambling would that have involved to reach that much debt, Tony?
Yeah, no, I can laugh. It's funny, I can laugh about it now because I've come out the other side, fortunately, and I read the story in the paper today that was sent to me regarding the link of suicide, and yeah. So unfortunate in that sense. But yeah, my main losses were in the casinos and the FOBTs. I know the government have made a change in terms of legislation with the FOBTs, and hopefully that will be implemented as soon as possible in terms of reduction of the stake, and that will help. But obviously the online gambling is getting out of control, and I think that's the one sector in terms of young people getting addicted to gambling or problem gambling is the online gambling. I lost thousands and thousands in the casinos.
Yeah. And I was saying there, you've set up this consultancy Red Card. Yeah. Is that the reason why you've set this up? What led you to start this, do you think?
Good question. What led me really was when I published my book in 2013/14, Red Card. And we talk about why people don't talk about it, why people don't come out, so to speak. And unfortunately, for a lot of people, it's too late. And I was one of those people where, you know, by the time I've lost my house and lost all my finances, etc., you know, then eventually I spoke to somebody. And the book was about getting the awareness out there, letting my extended family and friends know what I've been through, because hardly anyone knew what I've been through. So that was the start of my recovery in terms of, you know, basically getting myself back on track and turning my life around and coming out the other side. Obviously, I had to have professional help as well, which is important. And then I decided, right, what more can be done in terms of education awareness? Because I'm passionate about the next generation, the young kids growing up today, you know, in the society we live in terms of, you know, status and image and finance and all that stuff. Mm. So, yeah, we have to look at that. And
do you think that plays a role? That plays a role when you go into schools, and I know you help educate kids with this with this program. You think that sort of that status, that one-upmanship, that I'm the big man, you know, the fact that you can, you know, bosh a tenner down on the table at that age and say, well, I'll bet you know, that's where the root of this all starts.
That's part of it, because we're talking about peer pressure. And you know, if we talk about peer pressure in terms of whether it's smoking or whether it's the latest trainers or whatever it is, you know, unfortunately that's society we live in today, you know. And I was 18 when I started gambling, and I moved from Coventry to London to sign for Dulwich Hamlet Football Club, which is semi-professional football club, and I just wanted to fit in. And some of the lads there were playing on the old football coupons at Mecca Bookmakers, and that was my way of fitting in and my way of joining in. They were doing the football coupons, and that was the start for me. So it was my way of fitting in, a little bit of peer pressure. And that's how it starts for me. So you're going to get young kids that, you know, would get involved simply because their friends are getting involved. Oh, I won £200 today or whatever. And they fall into that, you know, trap that it's going to happen every day. And then logically, you have to think logically, because if that was the case, we'd all be doing it, we'd all be rich.
Tony, it's great to hear you coming out the other side and now using this experience to benefit others. Really, really wish you the best of luck with it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Phil. Thank you very much.